Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Stripe Show, the podcast for Juventus fans all over the world by Juventus fans all over the world, hosted by Radio Bianconera. Thiago, 2 wins in a row. What happened?
Wow, this is amazing sensation. I honestly don't remember when this happened before. The last time was like a year ago.
It looked like an era ago, it looks like, right?
So, yeah, probably.
Probably. So, yeah, no, so Juventus beating Genoa 3-1, okay, with score by... I forgot who scored the first goal. So Kulusevski, exactly. Morata, a nice goal by Scamacca, and then the 3-1 by
Wes. By our lovely American Wes McKennie.
Yeah, Big Mac as I call him. Okay. Yeah. So look. Yeah. I said the day before the game that this was going to be like an interesting day for Serie A because every team racing for a Champions League spot, it looked like he had like a tough game at the end because Milan had to travel to Parma and Napoli traveled to Sampdoria, to Genoa to play against Sampdoria. And Atalanta traveling in Firenze, and so Juventus was playing actually in at home against Genoa, and Lazio playing in Verona. So, but at the end of the day, everybody won. So I guess I don't understand anything about soccer, like something that I already know. Okay, so I think the game we're gonna have like next week in Bergamo against Atalanta is gonna say a lot about this Juventus team. So right now,
the turning, the last card that will be turned by the dealer, and we will see what we have in the hand. And right now, even ourselves, we don't know what we have in the hand right now. So
right,
yeah, difficult task. Yeah.
So basically, right now we have Inter, okay, of course, at the top, and then we have Milan, and 1 point behind Milan, it's Juventus. 1 point behind Juventus, there is Atalanta, and 3 points behind Juventus, so there is Napoli, and I think Lazio is not that far away, but they have one more game to play, and if they win the game, they're still in the race as well. Okay, so there is like a five team racing for 3 spots in the for the next Champions League, and of course the next week game will be a key game. Okay, of course, nothing is going to say if we lose, nothing is lost, of course. But it's an important game because we would like to put some room between us and the other opponents. And let's go.
Not only this, but we also, it would be nice to see a presentation of such a level against a team like that, because we usually struggle against Atalanta because the way that they play. But since they are like something like changing the way they play, it will be interesting to maybe clash this situation that we have right now at home against their team, especially away from Turin. So winning a game, bringing back in the baggage and 3 points would be so, so important.
Right. Right. So before talking about the next game that we still have time to talk, we'll have to see to talk a little bit about what happened the last game, what the gameplay against Genoa. And I think Juventus played a really nice first half because we created a lot of chance to score. We were able to go up 2-0 basically at the 20-25 minutes of the game, okay? Then Genoa in the last part of the first half, it looked like they were like kind of like pressuring us a little bit. They were Scamacca. Actually, I'm not even blaming Chiellini in the league, but Scamacca make a nice play. Basically, he took out both players, but Szczęsny was able to save the goal. Okay, and then in the beginning of the second half, they were able to find the goal right away. And for the first 15 to 20 minutes, it looked like they were really pressuring us. It looked like a tie was coming. There was another nice save by Szczęsny, okay? Piazza having a nice impact in the game, missing, I would say, a fairly good chance to score, okay? And then all of a sudden, Danilo serving McKennie, and McKennie putting the ball away. And another time that I would like to see Pirlo making some changes before the 65-70 minutes. He actually had a change in during half time because he took out Cuadrado because he was already on a yellow card, and he put Alexandro. And well, you know, I'm really critic with Cuadrado, honestly, and I think yesterday he didn't have his best game. Okay, it looked like it's a couple of months really, it's really going up and down. It looked like he had like one really good play, like the assist that he did yesterday for Kulusevski, but then he had like seven or eight plays that is really off. Even yesterday, Zappacosta looked like a Garrincha on the left side, on our right defensive side. So I was kind of like relieved when I see Alexandro on the left and Danilo on the right. But that said, the first 20 minutes of the second half, Genoa was really like it, but they were dominant, I would like to say. So I don't know what you think about that.
Yeah, we saw something like that. It seems like we, with two Brazilian side backs, it seems that we were more solid in the behind. But yet, that situation that happens usually when Cuadrado goes up, on the right wing, the right attacker that I would call like this, because Kulusevski was like an attacker, a playmaker cutting inside, and he needs to find that space to open some one-to-one situation to Cuadrado create on the top right part of the pitch. But honestly, was not the best game for Kulusevski, but a goal, it's such a good and important thing when you're trying to maintain such a level of intensity of a gameplay. So yes, Cuadrado is not in best shape, but it's incredible how many assists he provided this season, and even not being that good player, because honestly, playing, as we usually say, playing a big club like Juventus, you need to have consistency. And there were some very important players lacking of that. This match, for it, did such an okay presentation, I would say, because honestly, we are not talking about Rabiot's mistakes, for example, as it happened the last season. And of course, we don't like to see Betancourt coming behind to find the ball and create something, or at least trying to play over there. But at least with Rabiot, it seems that they change a lot that situation. So it was a solid performance. We saw some very important saves by Chesney, and those two that you talked about before. But yet, at least we did the third goal, and that created a very good situation. I mean, guys were calmed down. Even if Ronaldo left the pitch mad because he didn't score, but nothing else happened. Since we know Italian newspapers and media, but honestly, was that solid win that we saw in the past years for Juventus? Yeah. Goal advantage, controlling the game.
What I would like to say is this, okay, yeah, and I was finished, I want to complete what I was telling before. And yeah, the beginning of the second half, it looked like Genoa was more dominant, but it looked like it wasn't dominant anymore on our right defensive side, okay? But it looked like they were able to find a lot of room between the line, between the defense and the midfield, and so they were able to get the ball and make a play without really being like being hustled a lot by our defenders. Okay, so I think I would like to blame a little bit Betancourt, Rabiot, how they were defending there. Okay, and but I'm going to Kulusevski. I think he had a decent performance. I think the goal gave him like some kind of spirit, some kind of like confidence in him, and maybe it was well needed. Okay, and on the other side, I read some criticism with the league, but I don't think the league was really that bad, honestly, yesterday. Okay, and I don't know why people need to criticize just because they want to criticize. About Ronaldo, it's it's a known case. It's I don't even want to start the conversation about that, because if somebody's mad, I think more players should have the Ronaldo attitude and be mad because they know they didn't play the right game, okay, and they know they can do better. So I would like to see more of the attitude on other player, okay. Regarding the jersey throw at the floor, it wasn't thrown on the floor, it was thrown to a ball boy, okay, and I think his conversation is over about that. I don't know why they won, but of course Juventus won two games in a row, so they need to talk, they need to put some pressure in any way to Juventus, and we know about that. And the you know what is disgusting, it's like how Juventus fan base is reacting to this, okay, because it's making clear that it looks like there is a war between the Dybala fans and the Ronaldo fans. And honestly, I'm not parting with any side, because I'm a Juventus fan. I don't care. Yesterday, yeah. Dybala came on the pitch. He had, the game probably was almost over. He didn't do anything, but it's expected, of course. He just came back from an injury. Hopefully, he'll be ready to play like at least 30 minutes against Bergamo, up against Atalanta. And we know that Dybala always struggle against Atalanta, like Juventus usually does. Actually, the only time Juventus didn't struggle against Atalanta was in the game we played like 3 months ago, where I think we clearly deserved the win. Magolini was, I don't know, I think he had the night of his life, okay? And then what I would like to say about yesterday's game, even. I would like to see. Ecco, something I would like.
I would like to say something.
Yeah, I already spoke. I already spoke many times, but I would like to see Pirlo making a change before the 70 minutes. And I would like to see Pirlo making a change and using one of the young players we have. Okay, because there is 5 substitutions he can have. Okay, use one of them for a young player. Okay, give me even just 5 minutes. But we are up 3-1. The game is basically over. You don't need to put like Ramsey on the pitch. Okay, put a kid. Let's see what they can do. Give it like 10 minutes. And I understand, because today I was reading on the social media, okay, and there were people commenting on the Rovella performance yesterday against Juventus. They say, this place is shit. This is why we got him, okay? Dude, this guy was born in 2001. He's 19 years old, okay? He's the second season he played in Serie A, okay? He's a starting player for the under-21 national team, okay? Give him time. That is exactly the reason because I don't want Fagioli to start, because I know the moment that Fagioli is going to play and he's going to miss a ball, okay, missing a pass, everybody's going to talk shit to him. So think about that.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and also we usually say this: fresh legs for a kid to run for his life. Because honestly, if a guy like Fagioli, for example, enter for 10 minutes, he will run a lot, desperately for each ball. You cover how many parts of the pitch is possible, because this kid wants to show what he can do. And right now, it's the perfect time for do that. And honestly, I agree with you. I agree with you. Because yesterday, I was watching this match. Here in Brazil, it was like 10 o'clock in the morning. And I was watching in my couch, but on the cell phone. Smartphone, watching, and was silence here. There was no sound on the street. And was like watching the game. Of course, no fans in the stadium, just listening to players on the pitch. And it was once again sad, because after the match, there was a lot of Juventus fans complaining about the leaks, about Rovella, about Ronaldo's performance. Or people were mad. People were just like trying to create something to be active. This is boring. I mean, I never felt like this before. Like, we really need to be united and again return to the stadiums. Of course, this is a completely different situation, but we as Juventus fans are like torn apart. It's such a weird feeling because it's the first season in a decade that Juventus is not winning the Serie A. So people seems to be, it seems Armageddon or something like that. Insane.
No, no, I agree. It looked like the 95% of the Juventus fan base would like to find just an excuse to complain or to fight on the social media when it comes to Juventus. So I don't understand why there is this attitude, honestly. So I have no idea why there is creating this antagonism between Dybala and Ronaldo, because at the end they're both Juventus players, okay? And so this part I don't even like to go on the social media anymore, because I know I'm just gonna find hate and anger. That's the one I'm gonna find even after a win. And that, because if you think about right now, today Juventus, yeah, of course, he had like a bad Champions League. Okay, yes, I agree with you, but we won the Supercoppa. We are third in Serie A right now. Okay, we still have a Coppa Italia final to play. Okay, so this season is not really that bad if you think about that. But if you read the comments about that, it looks like we have like 11 Marino Magrini playing with us, or like it looks like we have like Malaka Martinez, or like Lars Bender.
It would be nice.
So
would be so nice to have Juventus internet social media when we had Bosong, Nezevic, Molinaro, right. Sorensen in the back defense. Would be so nice to see what those people would be commenting about.
Right, I agree. And so really, I don't know what to say, because it's mind-boggling. So I don't know, but yeah, going back to Serie A a little bit, and yes, so we see every team winning like struggling. Like for example, Lazio was able to win, of course, at the last second of the game, because Verona couldn't keep, like from after the tie against us, playing the game of their life, a game of their season, they couldn't make probably 1 point anymore. Okay, I don't even know about that. I see a little bit of the Fiorentina-Atalanta game. I see Vlahovic scored twice. A really nice player too. And Atalanta actually had like probably 15 scored chance another goal. Okay, so and even Fiorentina. Let me tell you, Fiorentina won 3-0 in Torino. So their season is already perfect for them. So it's not that. Yeah. It's not an issue. Milan were able to beat Parma, even if Parma like it shot their goal like three times what Milan did. And look, I had no idea if you watch Barcelona and Madrid this weekend. Okay, I would like to see if Juventus winning a game like Real Madrid, like Zidane did with Real Madrid, basically playing a catenaccio contropiede. Okay, I would like to see if you and yeah. fan probably would like to complain if you win against Barcelona in that way. I don't know, because
people are not able to talk about to accept a Juventus playing like that, you know. Even winning, it seems that, for example, this year's Inter is way better than Juventus Allegri's, for example, and this is not true, actually. But yet, since it's not Juventus, the world seems to be perfect for them all. So yeah. People are not able to complain.
So yeah, and then I want to say a couple of more things before wrapping up this episode. And yeah, I would like to see Pirlo a little more aggressive with this substitution. Okay, I would like to see like a young player, and the young player could even be Farabotta, honestly, because we forgot about Farabotta, but this player that was probably destroyed after the performance against Inter, okay, and probably is having some like injuries and dealing with some injury, because we basically lost track of him. So give him 5 minutes, let him play,
or even Dragos in that review, his contract,
take off like the Danilo in the last 5 minutes and put Dragos in on the right side. So give him this five substitution, be a little bit more aggressive with them, give him like 5 minutes here and there. Come on. So that's that part I really don't understand. That I don't understand why they so you. Okay, Juventus won 3-1. Okay, Juventus probably had like 8, 9, 10 chances to score. And Genoa had like 4 or 5 chances to score, I think. I think if not four or five, three or four for sure. Okay. So on one side, you see, oh, we cannot concede so many chances to score to the opposing team because this is just channel. Okay, so then you watch the other team play, like we see Real Madrid, or we see Barcelona, or we see Bayern Munich, or whatever you see. And we are advocating for having a Juventus scoring more games, so winning the game, scoring one more goal than the other team, okay? But on the other side, when we won 4-1, we really complaining because we allow one goal, okay? Guys, you cannot have both things, because let me tell you just something really easy, okay? It's simple. I don't know if you watch Bayern Munich play. Bayern Munich is an exceptional team, amazing, unbelievable team right now, okay? Yeah. But every freaking game, they allow at least 4 or 5 great chance to score to the present team. And not even say Paris, I can mention the Paris Saint-Germain game, just because Paris Saint-Germain was playing without 6 or 7 starting, okay, last Wednesday, okay? And if you don't believe me, go check the players that play the game, okay? And they allow like a Paris Saint-Germain 5 chances to score, and Paris Saint-Germain capitalize and score on 3 of them, okay? Bayern Munich have 20 chances to score probably, okay? They lost 3-2. I would like to say, more often than not, if you have 20 chances to score against 5, you're usually going to win the game. So that's like what Bayern Munich does, okay, most of the time. So if Juventus win against Genoa 3-1 and we have 10 chances to score against 4, most often than not, we're going to win the game. But more often than not, the opposing team are going to score a goal.
So I'll make like a fast comparison between this Bayern and Juventus from years ago. Because despite the fact that we had a great defense, they have a great defense. When Buffon was out, we were a little bit afraid. Not because of Storari, for example, but it's a different situation. And Bayern, when years ago, when they had not Neuer between the balls, was a different situation as well. Because usually, even if you have a great defense, you have the other team striking and trying some great goal. So yes, you have to. The problem is not having this possibility, but being able to contain that and score more goals than the other team. This is the objective of this sport.
Right. So guys, as always, thank you for listening to us. Please follow us on all of the social, okay, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, okay? We're going to have 2 more episodes on Twitch this week, okay? And probably 1 big one on Friday, okay? So be sure to follow us everywhere, okay? Diego, as always, it was so nice to talk to you. And as always, fino alla fine.
Forza Juve.